This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Imagine raising a 730-kilo toddler with horns on the way. Well, that's life right now for the team at Werribee Open Range Zoo as their miracle calf grows bolder every day. Sophie Graham is a savannah keeper, is with me to share how this little rhino is turning into a real mighty one. Sophie, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, paint a picture for us. When you step into the savannah, what kind of greeting do you get from Jabalani?
Well, he is just an absolute bundle of joy. He's very excited, loves to run around, and he does love a pat when he's getting his training from keepers, but we usually do that behind fences, not just stepping out on the savannah. But yeah, he's a massive ball of energy.
He sounds quite affectionate too.
He is very affectionate. We're really lucky that his mother, Kapenzi, trusts us very much and is really good with him. And it means that Jabalani can have a lot of keeper contact time, and it means that we can look at training him for all of these future sort of beneficial health behaviours. Like we've already started training him for voluntary blood draws and things like that. He's loving us. He's loving all the training treats, and Mum's very happy to let that happen, which is great.
What's a training treat? What does he like?
Oh, he likes pellets. We get them specially formulated here at Werribee Zoo for our animals. They're kind of like a salty Weet-Bix, but very small and dry. Or he really does like Lucerne hay as well, which is a really high quality sort of hay for runners.
Now, Sophie, we know when a toddler starts to teethe, it can be an absolute nightmare. Now, we know that Jabalani's horns are beginning to push through right now. How did you spot the signs?
Yeah, sure. So he's actually had his first horn for quite a while now. It probably came through maybe a couple months after he was born, and it just sort of started coming through. The goes a little bit rough, and then you can kind of see this smooth top part of their horn just slowly coming through. It very, very slowly grows, and they actually have two horns, so quite a few months later, the secondary horn also started to come through, but it's probably sitting at around, I reckon, 15 centimetres-ish now, but still very small in comparison to our other rhinos here at Werribee.
So is he going through the terrible twos?
Oh, definitely, yeah. he is testing the patience of all of his family out there on the savannah. He is blessed to have his mum, his grandma, his great-grandma, his auntie and his dad around, and he definitely likes to test the, how can I say this nicely, the older ladies out there on the savannah. But yeah, he just loves to basically try and spar with them where, you know, they kind of knock horns. He likes to jump on them. He also tries to interrupt any of your other species out there on the savannah, like our eland, antelope or oryx and things like that. Probably things he shouldn't be going to worry.
So what do the elders in the family do when they want to discipline him?
Well, they do sort of, they're very, very patient with him. They do let him carry on for quite a while. But when they do, you know, have had enough, they will try and leave the area. Usually they'll, you know, make sort of a bit of a huffing noise and I'll give him one more sort of smack with their horn and go, all right, this is enough. And sometimes if he's really not listening, Kapenzi, his mum, will have to come over and say, come on, buddy, we've got to go now. They're sick of you.
Dinner time.
Pretty much, yeah. he definitely is still drinking from mum as well. So it looks a little bit funny because he is actually just tipped over the 800-kilo mark as of Sunday. So he's kind of has to crawl under mum almost to have a nice drink these days.
We're chatting with savannah keeper Sophie Gray from Werribee Open Range Zoo. We're talking about Jabalani, the miracle calf who's now just over 800 kilos, growing horns, and obviously plenty of confidence there as well. Sophie, let's talk about his mum, Kapenzi. I understand Kapenzi had never mothered before. How, and the bond sounds like it's quite strong. What's their relationship like now?
Their relationship is picture perfect. We really couldn't have asked for anything better and more special. I think all the keepers and all the staff here at Werribee Open Range Zoo find it just such a beautiful story because Kipenzie was actually a hand-raised rhino calf. So her mother, Cece, who is out here on the savannah, it's Jabalani's grandma, unfortunately just did not mother Kipenzie in the way she should. So she did have to be hand-raised, which kind of meant that Kipenzie didn't really see what it was like to have a proper rhino mum. So we didn't really know how it was going to go when she did get pregnant and had the rhino calf. But since day dot, she's just been on the ball with Jabalani, literally the perfect mum. As you can see, he's over 800 kilos, so he's definitely growing in every single way he should be, getting taught all of the right things from all the rhino herd. And it's just, yeah, it's one of those really heartwarming stories for us here.
Is Kipenzie likely to have another baby at some stage, given that she's so good at motherhood?
Look, she's definitely a proven mother now, so hopefully in the future we can get that for Kipenzie. It's always nice to have more rhino calves running around. They are obviously very threatened in the wild. There's only 10,000 rhinos left in the wild, white rhinos left in the wild, and they Kipenzie is part of the breeding program for the southern white rhinos. So, yeah, we are hoping that in the future she is able to have another calf so that we can help basically with the population, the gene pool, and support that rhino breeding program.
Now, Sophie, you just mentioned that he's clocked over 800 kilos now. How do you keep up with feeding a youngster that size?
It is a lot of effort, especially when you have over 8 tons of rhino in the same paddock to feed, not to mention all the rest of the animals out there. But they are very lucky here at Werribee. We do have very beautiful hay that we feed them on a daily, and basically we obviously top them up with any of those training treats that I mentioned before, whether it's the pellets or the loosened hay. But compared he's still feeding Jabalani milk, so he's definitely still drinking. We're hoping that in the coming months he will start to wean off and they will spend a little bit more time apart. But, yeah, he's definitely got no problems smashing loads of hay to eat and drinking his milk.
So, Sophie, as a savannah keeper, do you feel quite attached to the animals there?
I think definitely. We're really blessed to work quite closely with our rhinos, and we do obviously spend quite a bit of our day observing them, training them and looking after them. So it is hard not to get attached to these beautiful animals, especially when they are so, like, such special stories like Kipenzie and Jabalani. We're obviously also very lucky to work very closely with them, and it's just human nature when you're animal lovers. You can't not get attached to these absolutely beautiful animals.
I imagine in the wild that if a rhino saw a human, there'd be a lot of distrust there. And it just strikes me as I'm talking to you, the power of being able to develop that trust between a human and an animal and what it can bring once you've got that trust established.
Yeah, I mean, I think with any animal, you do have to earn its trust. And with each individual animal and species, it can be very different to what that looks like. The rhinos, especially here at Werribee, they seem to be quite forgiving. They really do form quite a good bond with the keepers here. They're very tactile, so it's something they enjoy when they get pats and rubs. We use it as a reinforcer in their training, so they really do quite enjoy it. And we are lucky enough to have had some of these rhinos here at the zoo for over 20 years, and same with the keepers. So they have formed some amazing bonds over the years, and these animals really do show us trust, which is quite beautiful to see.
Sophie, finally, if we want to see him, when's the best chance to spot Jabalani at Werribee Open Range Zoo?
If you can see him, you can pretty much see him any time because he is out there on the savannah every day with all the rest of the rhino herd. But if you want to probably get the best look, I'd be aiming for maybe like an 11:30 bus because he should be finished all of his morning training and should be just eat the first bit of hay and probably got some of the after training zoomies, I reckon. So definitely come down and jump on the safari bus here at Werribee and you'll be sure to spot him.
Sophie, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Sophie Gray, Savannah Keeper at Werribee Open Range Zoo. And if for anyone, if you're keen to meet him, you can head to Werribee Open Range Zoo or find the details at zoo.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.